Okay. I believe we're on. Just double check. We're on. Okay. So we're on. Today is Mem Hey. We're on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, like the second to last line. It's time, Rabbi Yochanan. We have to just explain where we're up to. So yesterday we brought down a mission in Ma'aseh Sheni where there's Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether or not someone can be somebody who was Mechalel his Ma'aseh Sheni onto Kesef, can he then be Mechalel that onto Zahav? So Beis Shammai said no, and Beis Hillel says yes, you can put it onto Zahav. So we had a Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan, there's a Machlokas near Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. How to explain the Machlokas? One man, the Amr said that the Machlokas is that it's when you're coming to put Slayim on the dinner. Whether or not you hold that the Kesef is the currency and the Zav is the merchandise, or the other way, the Zav is the currency and the Slayim is the merchandise. So Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to. He holds that the Zav is currency and you can put it on. Okay? But according to that, everyone would agree that you can go directly from the Peros onto the Zav. The question is whether you can go from the Kesef to the Zav. And then there's another man, then the other Chadomer, that Af Peros al Dinar Machlokas. That even according to Beis Shammai, who says that the Zav is the Peri, so therefore, even though it Klapi the Peros is considered real Peros, and therefore you can't even take from the Peros Mashani onto the Peros Zav. So we're trying to figure out who holds which way in the Machlokas, in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So to Stayim, we can bring a proof. The Rabbi Yochanan who the Amar Ein Mechalin. That Rabbi Yochanan is the man the Amar the Bar Plukta who says that Beis Shammai holds that even Peros onto Dinrei Zahav you can't be Mechalel because the Zahav is considered Peirei even Klapi the real Peros. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan says Asur Lilvos Dinner B'Dinner. We brought down yesterday. Also, there's a concept of Sa'av V'Sa'a. Right, the Chachamim said that you're not allowed to borrow a saw for another saw because of fluctuation in the prices, it leads to a issur the rivers the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Yochanan says that it also applies to a dinner. Even applies to a dinner. That's included in the takana of saw b'saw. So to figure out what type of dinner are we talking about? What's the metal? Right? So dinner demai. Which type of dinner are we talking about? Elema dinner shall kesef, a dinner shall kesef. If we're saying that you're not allowed to borrow a dinner of kesef and pay back another dinner of kesef. The whole point being is when you borrow something, essentially you're borrowing it in the currency. You're not borrowing in the object. I borrow $1,000 worth of tomatoes today, I don't owe you 1,000 tomatoes, because if I give you back 1,000 tomatoes, it can be more than $1,000, it can be less than $1,000. Essentially, I owe you $1,000. That's how the borrowing is. I think that's how you explain the whole concept of saw b'saw. That's how it works. So too by dinner shel kesef. So elam of dinner shel kesef, but dinner shel kesef. So Gemara takes this as a given. Legabe navshe, when it comes to the dinner kesef itself, mi ikal amanda amr la tivahave, is there nobody who holds a kesef in and of itself is not considered kesef? Is not considered tiva, it's not considered currency? Meaning, even according to the amanda amr, right, even according to Beis Hillel, who says that Zahav is really the matveya, that's, they say that kesef is peros only compared to Zahav. But kesef by itself is definitely matveya. It takes a double partial, that's not how we read the Gemara, but okay. So must be it's pshita. According to Gemara, it's pshita. Dinner shel zav and dinner shel zav. We're talking about you can't borrow a dinner shel zav and pay back a dinner shel zav. So laman, according to whose shita is Rabbi Yochanan saying this? Either Beis Hillel, it can't be Beis Hillel. Ha amri tivahave. Beis Hillel holds that gold is currency. There's no fluctuation in the currency. Is the point. So if I borrow $100 today, I pay you back $100 tomorrow. I borrow a piece of gold today, I pay you back a piece of gold tomorrow because there's no fluctuation. There should be no rivets. So it can't be that there's an isser sabasah when it comes to zav. Elalav lebeis shammai. You must be talking about the Beis Shammai who say that the matbeya is kesef, that matbeya is kesef, and zahav is peros. You see from here, Rabbi Yochanan who the Amar Ein Mechalin. Rabbi Yochanan says you can't be Mechal, because you see from here that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Zav is pure Peros. If Zav is pure Peros, then he holds that you can't be Mechal and Ma'aseh Sheni onto the Zav. So that must be Rabbi Yochanan who holds that Shita in Reish Lakish. And Rabbi says, no, it's no Raya. We just saw Parshat, now it's no Raya. Lo, La'olam Ein Malach Rabbi Yochanan who the Amar Mechalin. You can say that Rabbi Yochanan is the man, the Amr, who says that even according to Beis Shammai, you can be Mechal Ma'aseh Sheni onto gold. The only thing that you can't do is Mechal Ma'aseh Sheni Kesef onto gold. Because Lagabe Kesef, we say the Zav is Peros. Aye, so how come you can't borrow a piece of gold and pay back a piece of gold? And Shani Halva is different. Kevon del inyam mekach umemkar shavu rabbanan ki peirei. Hold here. Because due to the fact that in Mekach HaMemchar, compared to Kesef, right? Klapei Kesef, the Rabbanan made the Zaha Peire, because Amrinan Ihu Niu the Oker Vizol. So when you, in Mekakal Memkar, when we say that the currency, that standard, we are a silver standard, not a gold standard. We say that the silver is the standard, and so it's gold that fluctuates up and down. So once it's gold, that's the item that's fluctuating up and down. Amriu Iu Niu the Oker Vizil, the Gabe Hava Nami Peire Have. So they made a Isra Mid Rabbanan to borrow. Because since we see that it fluctuates up and down when it comes to Mekakal Memkar, there is David Rabbanan, it fluctuates up and down when it comes to Halva, and therefore you have an Isser Sabasa when it comes to Zahav. But that's only David Rabbanan. Really, Zahav in and of itself can be considered Matbeya. It's just in relation to Kesef, and if Zahav in itself can be considered Matbeya, it can be Mechal, Peros, Maisha Sheni onto Zahav. Okay? According to this, no. I don't understand how you borrow items. Like, what do you? I want to borrow you. I want to borrow. I don't know. I want to borrow your Gemara. I guess maybe. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I want to borrow your Gemara. I can't pay back your Gemara because it's only in value. Right. It's not meant to be used up. Maybe anything that's meant to be used up. So I want to borrow. I want to borrow a pound of sugar. I pay you back. But then you can't, because that's a river's problem. You can't be. Whatever that is at the time. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know how borrowing go back and forth. We'll get to it. I think, we'll talk about more about Ribbis. So now the Gemara is now going to prove that the other way, that it's Rabbi Yochanan who holds that Beis Shammai says you can't be Mechala Maisha Sheni onto Zav, because Klape Maisha Sheni, Zav is still considered Matveya. Hakinami Mestabra, the Chiasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Alpha Pisha Amru Asa Luvos, dinner by dinner, even though you're not allowed to borrow dinner by dinner when it talks about Zav, because of the Isser of Saul Masah, Aval Mechalin Maiser Sheni Alav. But you can still be Mechal Maiser Sheni onto the Zav. So you see that Lagabi Kesef, Zav is considered Peri. Lagabi Peros is considered Matbeya. Therefore, you can be Mechalel Maiser Sheni onto. So therefore, the second Mandamar that we tried to explain to Machlokes by Shammai Beis Hillel, that's very Shlakish, because he says, because just by process of elimination, because Rabbi Yochanan holds, and Rabbi Yochanan, I don't know why it's necessarily so, because there's a machlokas, you have to do it by process of elimination, that's Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish says that you can't be Mechalel Maisha Sheni onto Zav, and Rabbi Yochanan says you can't be Mechalel Maisha Sheni onto Zav in Beis Shammai, it's just that you can't be Mechalel the Kesef onto the Zav, because that's going from Matveya to Peros. Kesef to Kesef, we see maybe another machlokas, but yeah, I mean, why would you do that? Maybe you all do it. Maybe you have the whole point is you want to be machalos because you don't want to schlep everything to your life. So maybe you have bigger pieces of kesef. It could be. Maybe you have more valuable pieces of kesef. I guess it's machalos. Now we're going to talk about whether you can do a double chil. Okay. So shema mina. So now the Gemara brings another Mishnah in order to prove what's the machalos between Rishame and Beis Hillel. Okay. So Tashma. We have another Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni. Right, Rabbi Razin always says that if you have Mishnayos that's going to be explicated in the Gemara, Mishnayos and Zrayim that you're going to be explicated in the Gemara, you have to really pay attention to it because there is no Gemara on those Mishnayos. So Tashma, Haporit Sela Mimaos Maaser Sheni. Talking about over here is someone who has Maaser Sheni and then he's Mechalal the Kedusha, the Peros of the Maaser Sheni onto copper coins. All right, so now he gathered up enough copper coins to be able to trade it into one big silver coin. Right, so you got four quarters, and now you can get a dollar. Now he wants to be mechalel the copper onto the silver in order to diminish the burden that he has to schlep up to Yerushalayim. I know, so we're talking about schlepping Yerushalayim. We go to Eretz Yisrael, you get 80 bags, the whole thing. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you go to Yerushalayim, and so just take whatever you can. It's a chus to go. So there's a machlokas tanaim. What are you supposed to do? So b'shamei omrim b'chol hasela mos. We'll learn the way Tosos explains Rashi. Beis Shammai says you can do what you want. You can leave him, and you can exchange the whole amount. You can change the little amount, whatever you want. You can put into silver. Beis Hillel Omrim b'shekel kesef b'shekel mos. He says no, you can't exchange the entire copper into kesef. Yeah, maybe half. Rashi explains why. Rashi says right. Beis Hillel Omrim, what does Rashi say? He says, Rashi is being Beis Hillel Omrim lo Yifrut. Maybe that's later.
Sorry? So he says, read that Rashi though. Elachatzin, you can do half. Shaprutos yotzos b'Yerushalayim. Because what you can do is you need the small change in Yerushalayim to buy the food. People don't want to take the hundreds. They want the small change. So what's going to happen? Ukushiyavosham yet sarich leprutos miyal liknot sarchesuda. You need the small change, the small copper coins to buy your stuff. The imyarutzu akol etzol shulchoni lifrot. If everyone has silver and they got to go to the money changer to get copper, so what's going to happen? Yokiru haprutos. Now the copper coins are going to be worth more. They're going to go up in value. V'nimsa ma'isha sheni nimsa. Now it looks that you're diminishing the amount that you're going to get from ma'isha sheni because your kesef is ma'isha sheni. Now you're going to go, the exchange rate just went up. Right? The dollar went down, the shekel went up, the silver goes down, the nechoshes goes up, you're going to get less money out of it. And therefore, l'fichach yisu prutos iman l'hotzi b'miksas. Therefore, everyone has to bring some small change with them to Yerushalayim, l'cheshichalu yifro l'kesef shebiyod amat lat. So there, you can use that at first. The nechoshes goes into circulation, and later you can exchange the kesefs little by little because now there's more nechoshes in circulation. So Beis Hillel says, you have all these kesef, and you want there's nechoshes, you want to put on kesef, you can't do all of it. You got to do it 50-50. You got to leave some small change in your pocket. Okay, so the hashta le Beis Shammai. Now, according to Beis Shammai, le gabi priti mechalin. If you're allowed to be, what happened here? The money, the Meisher Sheni was on copper. So if you're allowed to be mechalin, the peros onto copper, according to Beis Shammai, le gabi dehava mi boi. So is there a question that you can't put it onto zahav? Zahav is more valuable than, so how can you say that you couldn't? That Mandama says you can't put it onto zahav. So Gemara says, no, it's no raya. Shani priti ba'asra desagi harifi. We had this logic also. So it doesn't necessarily mean what's more valuable. It's just what's more liquid. So in places where you use copper, copper is a more liquid item. So maybe you would be able to put it into copper, but you wouldn't be able to put it into gold. Because in places where mekach u'memkar is done with copper, they're used very more frequently. Therefore, you can say that copper lagabe peros is matveya. No, we're going back to beforehand.
I get it.
So look at what happened here. The whole premise of the Mishnah is that you were mechala ma'aser sheni onto copper. How can you do that? How can you do that? If you can do it on copper, can't you do it on gold? No, there's a difference between copper and gold, because in places where they use copper, copper can be considered matveya with gabe the peros. But zav will still be considered peros with gabe peros. Okay. Next. Lishna Achrina. Another way to explain the machlokas, and this is what we were talking about before. Rabbi Yochanan Meishlokis is the machlokas. Chad Amar machlokas b'sloin al dinarim. The machlokas is whether you can be mechalel the sloim of kesef onto the dinarim of zahav. In other words, can you do it a second time? The Beis Shammai Sabri, the pasuk says in Dvarim, v'nasata v'kesef etzarta kesef b'yodcha v'alachta el makom. It says the word kesef twice. So Beis Shammai holds kesef rishon. Below kesef sheni, you can only be machal onto one kesef. You can't be machal. You can't do a double chilul. What? That's it. Or Beis Hillel Sabri, a kesef. It says kesef twice. Reba, it's an X. It adds the afilu kesef sheni. You're allowed to be machal onto a second kesef. So it's not that doesn't have to do with type of currencies. Whether you can do one, only you can do it once, or you can even do it twice. Aval, however, according to this mandamar, peros al dinarim, to take the peros ma'aser sheni and put them onto gold. Everyone will agree you're machalal. The only issue is whether you can do it twice. No one argues that you can't put it on to zahav. The akati kesef rishon hu, because that's still considered kesef rishon. The chad amar and the other man amar says no. Af b'peros al dinarim nami machlokas. Even taking the ma'aser sheni and putting it on to zahav, that's a machlokas. Because according to Beis Shammai, according to this part man amar, zahav is considered peri even klapi the peros. Okay. So the machlokas now is one mandarma says it's only machlokas whether or not you can be machal twice. The other mandarma says no, it's a machlokas as to whether or not you can actually put meiser be machal the meiser onto zahav. Okay, so ulamanda amar sloim al dinarim machlokas. According to the mandarma says that the reason why Beis Shammai says you can't do it is because you can't do it a second time. So why you say it outside first? Why is the machlokas on whether or not you can be machal from kesef onto gold? Just say from kesef onto kesef. It's the same machlokas. It's whether you can do it twice. Right? Ulamad, Amr Shalom al Dinarim Machlokas, Adimiflagi Bislaim al Dinarim, right? Liflagi Bislaim al Slaim.
You should make, have the machlokas of putting it from one silver onto another piece of silver. So Gemara says, no, because you would have had a mistaken impression had that been the case. If the machlokas would have been listed as just being machlokas from gold, from silver to silver, hava, mina, we would have thought, hani mili b'sloim al sloim, that the machlokas, in base Hillel and base Shammai, is whether or not you put sloim onto sloim. Whether or not you do a double kesef, redemption. Aval b'sloim al dinarim, but to go from sloim to gold, modeluhu beis hila le beis shamai, the hava le gabe kasma peir habe. Then maybe beis hila would agree to beis shamai that you can't go from the silver to gold, because gold, klape kesef, is considered peiros. And therefore, velo mechala, you wouldn't be mechala. Therefore, so they had to make it show that beis hila even says from beis hila even allows it even from silver to gold, kamash malan. That's why they had to do the, set up the machlokas that way. There's a lot to talk about, I'm sure, on these dapim. The only problem is that the pshat is so difficult. You got to spend the time just figuring out what exactly the Gemara itself is saying. Yeah, there were different currencies. They were different currencies that were used in different places. You had the gold, silver, copper. Yeah, they had everything was based on whether the melech gave it a stamp of approval to be used. So you had, the only way I mean, we use it all in dollars, but it's almost as if you have a $1 bill, a $5 bill, a $10 bill, a $100 bill. You know, people don't like to change the $100 bill. They want everything in, you know, ATM wants everything in 20s. But it's not exactly the same, because here it's all one currency. They were talking about different types of currencies. Okay. So now, the Gemara is going to try to prove that this can't be the machlokas, that Beis Shammai cannot hold that you can't do this double chilul. So Tashma, another Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni, this is Perek Bey's Mishnah Tes, Haporet Sela Shel Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim. Okay, the guy comes to Yerushalayim, and he comes to Yerushalayim with his hands with silver. And now he wants to exchange the silver into copper to buy stuff. So Beis Shammai Omrim B'chol HaSela Mos. If he wants, he can take the entire silver and exchange it at once. Beis Hillel Omrim B'Shekel Kesef B'Shekel Mos. Just a little bit at a time. Again, the problem probably also because right. Look at Rashi. The last Rashi on explains. Hillel explains also an economic reason as to why you don't exchange it all at once. Why you shouldn't do it all at once. Because maybe you won't finish it up. You won't finish the copper. And what happens to copper? Copper oxidizes? What's the word you use? Copper gets ruined and it oxidizes more quickly than silver. You're going to leave your copper in the vault because you don't need it now. It's Maaseh Sheni. People usually brought the Maaseh Sheni when they did Aliyah L'Regel. So you can leave the copper in the vault. Va'aprutos mitapshot, they're going to get ruined. So what happens though? So you can say, okay, so let him go back and exchange it back from copper to silver. That's what happens. The guy takes a service charge, a brokerage fee to take out to exchange back. It's an exchange fee. He makes money off that. So that's going to happen. So then you change it from silver to copper. And then a fee was taken out. So you lost Maaseh Sheni there. Now you can take it back from copper to the silver. So take out a fee, you're going to lose more Maaseh Sheni there. So therefore, Beis Hillel says basically only exchange what you need. Beis Shammai says not worried about that. Exchange the whole thing. He's not worried about it. What's that machlokas you have to work out? So you see from here, Beis Shammai says what? You can take from the copper and exchange it into the silver. Silver into the copper, I mean. I don't know. But here, in those cases, you're adding a fifth to something that you did. Here, you're taking away someone else's parnasa.
You wanted to not have to schlep all your Maaseh Sheni.
So the shulchani loses out.
If you're dealing with the what's it called, the base mikdash stuff, everybody loses out except the base mikdash and everything.
No.
Base mikdash always wins.
They didn't want to go into commerce and say that one guy gains and one guy loses. But you're saying, oh, it's not a guy who's gaining, it's Meister who's gaining.
It's always the same.
Okay,
thing.
I hear. Okay, so you see from here that what happened, the guy came with Kesef, one chilul, and I was mechalal onto Nechoshes. That's two. So how can it be, Bahashtar Kasba Lagabi Pirti, if you can take the Kesef and mechalal it onto Prutos that are less important than it, onto Michalin, below Amrin and Kesef Rishon, below Kesef Sheni, we don't say, oh, Kesef Rishon and not Kesef Sheni, we allow you to do the double Chilil. The Gabi Dava, the Chashivines, when it comes to Zahav, or the Dala, the Zion switch, when it comes to Zahav, which is more Chashiv than the Kesef and more chashuv than the Choshes. Me, I'm reading Kesef Rishon, look at the Sheni. Are we going to say that you can't be Machal the second time? You see from here, clearly you can be Machal the second time. So Amar Rav, no, what are you asking me? It's different. This is talking about Yerushalayim. When you get to Yerushalayim, the whole point is to use the Kesef. You can use it for anything you want. To use, right? Amar Rav, Yerushalayim, Kamosapt? Shani Yerushalayim, Iksiv Bey, it says in Yerushalayim, V'nasato kesef b'chol sher taveh nafshecha b'bokar b'tzon. Just like you'll have to use the money to buy bokar, to buy tzon, to buy... So use the money to buy other money. It's in Yerushalayim. The whole point is to use the money in Yerushalayim. It's not a question of being machala one onto the other. It's being used as a Maisha Sheni now. Well, so they're talking about, yeah, it is advancing your goal to eat, because you can't use the silver. Because they're not going to sell you a Kit Kat with this piece of silver. They don't want the 100 for a dollar purchase. You have to exchange it to get the smaller currency in order to buy your food. So that is for a purpose. Tosos addresses that. Tosos says, Tosos first asks, there's a Gemara, I'm not sure what the Gemara is. The Gemara says, I think it's an Erevin on Chav Zayin, that we, from this Pasuk of Venasata Kesef V'chol Shetevah Nafshecha, it's the last Tosos on the page, he says, we learn from there, based on a klal or prat to klal, that you're only calling Yerushalayim from the Dmei Maaser things that are similar to the prat, which is Bakar, Tzon, Yayin, which are things that are pre Gedoli Karka. Gedoli Karka. So how are you doing that when it comes to, how does that fit in with taking using the money for Kesef? So Tosos explains that the klal or prat or klal only comes to exclude things that themselves are standing to Achila. And they're not considered like the prat. If they're omer l'achila, but not like the prat, you can't eat it. But things that themselves aren't omer l'achila, but are used in order to get to the achila, then that's still, you're still allowed to use the maaser sheni for that purpose. So last small tosos on the page. Okay.
You would be able to exchange it for a larger denomination, only smaller.
According to this, yeah. Because the larger denomination takes you further away from being able to buy the food. Okay. So now the Gemara is making another Mishnah to prove that by Shammai, doesn't hold of this, that there's a problem of the double from one of the Mechalal twice. Tashma, this is the Mishnah we just saw, HaPoreit Selem Yimos Maaser Sheni. Someone who was Mechalal Kedushas Peis Maaser Sheni onto Nechoshes. And now he wants to take the Nechoshes and be Mechalal onto Kesef, because he wants to bring a smaller amount up to Yerushalayim. Right away, you see the answer. You see that it can't be. So Beishame Omen Kol HaSelemos, he can be exchanged the whole thing. Or Beishil Omen B'Shekel Kesef B'Shekel Mos. Only half and half to get change. Make sure you have change. Just right away, it's outside of Yerushalayim, and Beishamai says you can take the Nechoshes and put them to the Kesef. That's a double chilul. How could that be? How can Beishamai say you can't do that? He's doing it right here in the Mishnah. So obviously that can't be the machlokas in Beishamai and Beishilel. Ella. So now the Gemara retracts from what it said that in the second lashon it said the machlokas was by Kesef. The second lashon in the first Manda Amar. So therefore, he says, Ella Kule Alma Kesef Riba Beafilu Kesef Sheni. You're allowed to be Machal twice. That's not the problem. So why is there a problem if you can't go from Kesef, according to that, you can't go from Kesef to gold, right? Ella E Itmar Rav Yochanan Rav Shimon Ben Lakish Hachi Itmar. This is the Machlokas. Chad Amar Machlokas B'Sloim Al Dinarim. One Mandarim says the Machlokas is whether you can be Machal Sloim Shel Kesef onto Dinrei Zohav. The Beishamei Savri Gazrinon Shema Yasha Al Yosef. What happens? The article may have what the amount is, but the piece of silver is worth a lot more. Piece of gold is worth a lot more than a piece of silver. Until you amass enough silver to get it into that piece of gold, you may tarry, you may delay. You say, I'm not going to go to Yerushalayim. I don't want to schlep all the kesef. I'm not going to Yerushalayim until I save up enough money to get a big piece of gold. So what's going to happen? I'm going to wait. And a couple things will happen. Either I'm going to wait, then I'm going to be over. You have to bring your Maaser Sheni at a certain amount of time. You have Baal Ka'acher. You may not go. You may, others say, since you're going to be waiting to bring it, you may not even go to Alila Regel. You're going to wait till the very, very end to get it, and then you're going to be too late to bring the Karbanos and the Alila Regel. He's afraid that you're going to wait. Shema Yasha Ali Yosef. Right? Rashi says, Achi Yaspik Lios Lo Sloyin Maaser Achi Yagila Demei Dinazov Veshana Shnia Sheyimkor Maaser Shana Hava. So the Zimin, the low mal, Rashi Gemara explains, Zimin, the low mal, Zuzi Bidune, maybe you won't have enough Kesef to equal the Zav, the low Masik, and you're not going to bring the Shlom to Yerushalayim, you're going to wait till the next year, right? And by the time you get that, there's going to be a problem of delaying, you got to go there right away. So therefore, Beis Shammai says you can't be Machal the Kesef onto the Zav. There's no gzera shema yashal yosav dechilomol nami b'dinara asuki masikli. Because if you don't have enough zav, you're going to bring the kesef anyway. And what's that machlokas? It's machlokas on the psychology of a person, whether or not a person is going to delay if he can't make the exchange. All right, aval b'peros. But when so therefore that's why Beis Shammai says you can't be machalal from the kesef onto the zav, but to be machalal Peros onto Zav, aval, so why don't we say also, you may not have enough Peros to go onto the Zav, but we say, aval, but Peros, al dinarim, divrei kol mechalin, you can be mechal, but Shammai agrees, you can go Peros to Zahav, because the cave on demir kivei lo mashilu, because Peros get ruined, and if you don't want your maishishen Peros to get ruined, so if you don't have enough, you'll bring it up as is. Okay, the Chad Amar, but the other man Amar says, no, afilu b'peiros al dinarim na'im machlokas. Even whether you can be machalel, the peiros onto the Zahav is also machlokas, the same machlokas, whether or not you're going to delay until you amass enough fruits to get it onto the larger value of the gold. So basically, just to summarize, we have three ways to explain the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. As to explain the reason, as to Beis Shammai, who says that it's usher to be machalel kesef onto Zahav. According to Lishon Rishon, the reason why it's usher is because you can't be mechalel matbeya onto peiros, right? Kesef is the matbeya, zav is the peiros, like in our Mishnah. So you see from here, according to that mandamar, our Mishnah is like Beis Shammai, which the Rishon will talk about. How's Rebbe's passing our Mishnah like Beis Shammai? Right? They say they flipped the shitas, or you say that the Mishnah was also, this Mishnah Maaseh Sheni was also changed, and was also taught when he was young, and he changed it when he was older, but he didn't change it, whatever. So, and the Zav is considered the Peiri, so according to this, you can only, right, according to one Man D'Amar, Klapei the Kesef, it's considered that, but Peiros themselves, you can be Mechalel. According to the other Man D'Amar, even Klapei the Peiros, it's considered Peiri, and you can't be Mechalel. According to the second way of explaining the Machlokas, we said the problem was you can't do Kesef Rishon and Kesef Sheni, and according to the second Man D'Amar, I mean, men was Machlokas Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan, according to the second Man D'Amar, the reason for Beis Shammai says that the problem is because you can't be Mechalel, Peiros onto Zav, because Zav is considered a pre, just like we had in the first Lashon. And according to the Maskana of the second Lashon, the whole thing is that it's a Gzeira D'Rabbanon, right? Min HaTorah, you're allowed to be Mechal al Tazav. It's just a Gzeira D'Rabbanon, because you're worried about that you won't have enough, and you're going to delay. So the Gemara says, Bishlamal, it's good, according to the last Man D'Amar that we just explained, Bishlamal, Ahach Lishna D'Amarta D'Bi D'Araisa Mishra Shari, that according to Midin D'Araisa, it's Mutter to, everyone agrees it's Mutter to take the Peros onto the Zahav, right? Bishlamal, Ahach Lishna D'Amarta D'Bi D'Araisa Mishra Shari, Rabbanon Hu D'Gazruvei, it's only a Din D'Rabbanon as to whether or not you can be Mechal onto the Zahav, either Kesel on the Zahav, according to the second Man D'Amar, even Peros onto the Zahav. The Hayin Dikatani, that's why it says, Yaseh V'lo Yaseh, sort of a paraphrase from our Mishnah. It says, Beishame Omrim Lo Yaseh Adam Slaim Din Rezahim. It doesn't say usser, it says yaseh, lo yaseh, you shouldn't do, which is mashma, you shouldn't do, but if you do it, it is chal. That only works if you're talking about a din d'rabbanan. Meaning, it's l'chachilo, don't do this. B'dievet, it would work. But el lahach lishna, according to this lishna, the amarta de midoraisa pligi, the whole machlokus is a doraisa, mechalim alo mechalim yiboyilei. It shouldn't say yaseh lo yaseh, it should be mechalel, but you can't be mechalel. Saying those, that lashon means it works or it doesn't work. So our answer is kasha. It's a kasha, it's not tiyufta, it's a kasha. So, just one thing. The Shoal Omeshev. Who the Shoal Omeshev is? So who? Okay, I'm not going to say that. It's a tongue twister. Okay, so the Shoal Omeshev asks from here, we know there's a machlokas in Temura, which is only machlokas, I guess, we always come up in Temura, anything the Torah says not to do, if you do it, does it work? So there's a machlokas and another machlokas on that, whether that applies to Dina de Rabbanan as well. If there's a Dina de Rabbanan says you're not allowed to do A, and you do it, does it work? So the Sma says that even by an Issa de Rabbanan, you say, Ko mili de Amrachman lo tavid, yavid lo mahani. So anything that the Chachamim made Aser, if you were over and you did it, it's not Chal. But the Gemara here seems to prove that even if it says Machal and lo Machal, it's only Lechachila. The Torah said, the Rabbanan said, don't be Machalit. But if you were Machalit, it would work. So it seems to go smack against the Sma. If it didn't a din de rabbanon, the rabbanon say don't do it, and if you do it, you're chal. The sma says no. It follows the din of d'oraisa. So the Shoal Omeshev answers no. There's a chiluk between different types of dinei de rabbanon. He says that the sma says his thing only on. There are two types of issur de rabbanon. There's an issur de rabbanon that's a takana, a freestanding takana, and then there's also an issur de rabbanon because of a harchaka, right? So if you did it only by hachaka, here's the hachaka to stay away, so then that's only a lichachila. But the ever you can do it. But if it's a din de rabbanon, where it's a freestanding isser, whatever that is, if it's a freestanding isser, then it's similar to the isser of Torah in the e-avid, according to Sisma, e-avid lo mahani, with the same machlokas would apply, and that's the rabbanon as well. Okay. So we basically finished now that sugya, and now we start the next sugya of whether or not you can use a coin for kinyan chalipin. Okay? So one of the ways you can be kona items, and is called a kinyan, two types of chalipin actually. There's kinyan sudar, which is like we do when we sell the chametz. You pick up the handkerchief, and then symbolically, you pick up the handkerchief, it's as if whatever I had somewhere else is now switches. That, you know, the famous, we always talk about the sheet of Chaim and Rav Zolti is the same thing. It's a pure kinyan of das. That's why it may not work when it comes to kiddushin. That's a kinyan sudar. There's also chalipin when we exchange. I'm going to give you my gemara for that cup, whatever it is. We're going to exchange. I'm not using one as currency and one as an item. It's a one for one barter exchange. Chalipin, chaluf, to flip, to switch. Those are two different types of chalipin. Okay, so itmar. It says they said on the base of Medrash, Rav and Levi. Okay, in the concept of kinyan chalipin, chad amar matbeya nasa chalipin. One mandamer says instead of using the kerchief, I guess, or the shoe, can you use the coin to be for kinyan chalipin? So chad amar matbeya nasa chalipin. The chad amar ein matbeya nasa chalipin. One says the matbeya or coin cannot be used for chalipin. Right, there's a good Rashi here. Rashi is towards the top. Matbeya nasa chalipin. So he says, Haba lahachlif. It's where, six line down from the Gemara to the left. Matbeya nasa chalipin. Haba lahachlif matbeya bedaber acher. Shalo betoris mekakol memkar. You have to figure out the metzias that the kesef is not being used as a buying item, is not being used as currency, but it's being used as chalipin. So he says, Shalo betoris mekakol memkar. Ela betoris kinyan. Using it as you can tell, I'm using this as a sudor, or the item's not here, or we didn't set a price. I'm just using it for chalipin. I'm not using it as an item. I'm using it as an item, right? So that's the machlokas talking about over here. You have to figure out, the Rishonim also all deal with how you can tell that the keses is being used for chalipin as opposed to being used to buy something.
Is it the same value as the item, or is it not?
Well, chalipin doesn't have to have the same value. Right, so that's how Rashi explains. It's clear that it's chalipin because he's not using it for the value. The item is priced at $1,000. You're giving him $2. You see, the kesef is being used as chalipin, not as currency. Okay, so itmar Rav Levi Amar Chad Amar Matbei Nasa Chalipin Chad Amar Matbei Ein Matbei Nasa Chalipin Amar Papa My Time in the Manda Amar Ein Matbei Nasa Chalipin. What's the reason why you say Matbeya would not be used as chalipin? That the Matbeya cannot be used as the item. It can't be used as the kerchief. Mishum the Daiti at Sursa. Also, we should have a field day on this because when the mocher is mekabel the Matbeya, his das is on the tsura, on the emboss, on the stamp that's on the Matbeya, because the Matbeya has no value without that stamp. It has to say legal tender. So therefore, vitzurta avida de batla, and the tsura can become this batla. It can become ruined, meaning the king can say this is no longer valid currency. So what does that mean? Rashi says, mishum de daite atzursa. Daito shomakne atzachef, it's benotel amatbeya bechalipim, eno somach ela atzur shabo. He's only somach on the tsura. She'en amatbeya choshev ela alide tsur shabo. It only has value based on the tsura on it. Vitzursa avida de batla, and the tsura can be taken away. Shamelach posla, the gozul atzur tsura acheres. And you take a different currency. You know, you devalue. You know, you used to have the lira, now you have the shekel. All these things you used to have the francs, now you have the euros. You can devalue all the currency. Hilchach, and here's the reason. Hilchach havlei kedavar she'enu mesuyin v'sholim. It's not considered an independent, complete item. And in order for sudar to work, it says null. It has to be a shoe. When it came to Rus, when you took off the shoe, it's a complete independent item. Here, the matbeya is dependent on something else. It's not considered a complete item. Other Rishonim have different ways of explaining. So therefore, it's not a complete item. You can't use it. You can't use it to affect a kinyan sudar.
It's worse than a handkerchief.
It's worse than a handkerchief because it's not a complete item. Because we're not talking about value here. We're talking about completeness. It's not an object. It's not an independent object. It's an object dependent on something else. But it can go away. The whole point is it's going away. In order for it to be an object good for sudor, it has to be an independent object. Right, the shoe you can burn, I guess, but then there's something else. I hear. Okay. Tanan. Now we're trying to prove a raya from our Mishnah that a matbeya can be chalipin. Tanan. Hazov kones a kesef. The zahav can purchase the kesef. My lab can be chalipin. Aren't we dealing here with chalipin? So Gemara says, no, Ushma mina matbeya nasa chalipin. And you can see a coin can be used for chalipin. It says, lo, bedamim. Here we're doing it with an actual purchase, value for value, of the zahav and the kesef, which I think had the way we were learning it the whole time anyway. Okay, ihaki. So if we're talking about a case that's value for value, so hazav kone kesef, mechayev mi ba'ile. If we're talking about value for value, the word kone means that it acquires it somewhere else. That's the lashon you use for suda. But if you're saying the zav is, we're talking about where it's value for value, so what that means is that when you buy the zav, now it's not like, by exchanging one for another, it doesn't affect the kinyan. It's mechayiv you to pay for it. So the lashon should be mechayiv. It shouldn't be the lashon of kinyan. So the Gemara says tanei zav mechayiv. That's what the Mishnah means. It means mechayiv. The Tosa says we don't change the text of the Mishnah, but that's what the Mishnah means. It means mechayiv. And hakinam mistabra. And this is the way it makes sense that we're talking that we're dealing with a kinyan chalipin. Made the katani seifa. Because look at the seifa. It says hakesef ain't a konas hazav, but kesef cannot affect the kinyan of the zav. You do mashiach on the kesef, that doesn't affect the kinyan on the zav. If we say we're dealing with an exchange value for value, we're dealing with a purchase, right? This is why we say that the kesef is not called a zav, the have peire, right? Because the dahava is the peire, the zav is the peiros, the kaspa tiva, and the kesef is the currency, the tiva peire lo kone, and the tiva can't be called the peire. But, if we're talking about chalipin, we're not talking about one buying the other. We're just doing a switch. So who cares that one's a peiros and one's a chalipin? It doesn't matter. Once I do one, it's bedin chalipin, it should work. And since you see that the kesef is not called the zav, must be we're dealing with the kinyan kesef, we're not dealing with chalipin, so it's no raya in our Mishnah. Va'od, and another raya that our Mishnah is not dealing with chalipin, from a brisa. Because Tanya learned a brisa, this brisa was used to explain our Mishnah, ha kesef eino kone es hazav. Kesef can't be kone the zav. How does that work? Ketzad, machlo es v'chamisha dinar mishal kesef b'dinishal zav. It's 1 to 25. So I give you 25, I give you one zav, and you're going to give me 25 kesef. Right? Afapisha masach, mashach es hakesef, lo kone. Even if you did mashicha on the kesef, you're not kone, ad she yimshach hazav. Until the bala kesef does mashicha on the zav. Again, because you can't have the pay, you can't have the matbeya kone the payra. Ela iamak bechalipin nickname. Talking about chalipin, who cares who does it first? Once you did the zav, that was a chalipin. Once you did mashicha on the kesef, that would be a kinyan because you're talking about chalipin. Only if we're talking about a purchase, does it mean that you can't be? Can the mashicha on the kesef not work because the mashicha is considered the kesef considered the matbeya and the zav considered the peiri? So now the Gemara says, wait a second, I'll ask you a question. So now, if you're going to explain the brisa that talking about the way they took that the brisa about chalipin, ella mai bedamim. We're talking about bedamim. Ihachi emarish. Look at the ratio of that brisa. Hazahab kones a kesef. The gold can be by the silver. So ketzad, how's that work? Machalo dinar shel zav b'esrim v'chamisha dinarim. You're selling one dinar zav for 25 dinarim shel kesef. Kevan shem mashach es hazav. Once you pull the zav, which so far so good, you pull the zav. Nikna kesef b'kol makom shehu. The kesef is purchased wherever it is. That's chalipin. That's the whole point of suda. Wherever it is, that looks like lashon of a suda. So iya mark bishlam chalipin hayd katani nikna kesef b'kol makom shehu. Wherever it is. Ella iya mark b'damim. We're talking about a monetary purchase. Right? Hi, nikne kesef b'chol makom shehu. What does it mean, nikne kesef b'chol makom shehu? Nischayev gaver mi boile. It should be mechayev to pay him the kesef now. It's nothing to do with that. It's not an automatic kinyan now. Chalipin means it's an automatic kinyan. Here, what it means is that I was kone the kesef. If I pulled this off, I'm kone it, and now you owe me the money for it. So the Gemara says, so that lashon nikne kesef b'chol makom shehu was a problem. So I'm Rav Ashi l'olam b'damim. No, it's really talking about damim like we said before. What does b'chol makom shehu mean? Umay b'chol makom shehu kamo shehu. However, the kesef was at that moment. That's how you have to sell it. The amrlei, like we said, the amrlei, they made it tonight. E amrlei, if the bala kesef says to the bala zav, me arniki chadasha yehimelach, give me newly minted coins. Lo motiv yoyli me arniki yishana. He can't give him old coins. Apa gav dadif minayim minayu. Even though the older coins maybe are more valuable or they're better than the newer coins, my time at the amrlei liyoshan katboni lo. I want to age the coins. So whatever it is. It's called makom shehu means however whatever you establish to be the coins that are going to be used. So our Mishnah is dealing with damim. The brisa is dealing with damim, not chalipin, and therefore it's not a raya one way or another whether kesef, whether matbeya can be used to affect the kinyan chalipin. And Amar Rapapa says, afilu l'man da'amar ein matbeya nasa chalipin. Even the coins of the Amar says that kesef can't be used as the object to affect the kinyan chalipin. Mebin who right. It means that it can't be used as the object to affect chalipin, but nevertheless it can be acquired via chalipin. If I do a kinyan chalipin in order to get kesef, that works. Kesef can't affect the chalipin, but it can be affected by chalipin. Okay? And similar, me to the Havi Apeire, the Rav Nachman. Similar to the concept of the fruit, the Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds that peiros cannot be nikna, cannot be affected by kinyan chalipin. Right? That's, I guess we're going to see that in Mem Zion. Because he says it has to be a kli. has to be an actual kli. Peros isn't a kli. But you see, but Rav Nachman holds, Alpha Gavdi Inula Avdi Khalipin, even though Rav Nachman holds that peros can't be used to affect a kinyan Khalipin, nevertheless, Iknu Makni B'Khalipin. Nevertheless, they can be affected by a kinyan Khalipin, via Sudar, and Tiba Nami Lo Shane. So two coins is no different. Even though they can't be used to affect a kinyan Khalipin, they can be acquired via kinyan Khalipin. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.